With an economic development boom underway in Buffalo, UB and its partners are working to make sure green is a key component.
Together, we can do so much more than we can by ourselves.
Robert Shibley is dean of UB School of Architecture and Planning. He's referring to collaborating for smart growth policies. UB is creating a new green structure in downtown Buffalo and is renovating on its south campus.
Every new building is now designed to a green gold standard. We are in the process, very proudly, of completing our School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences, a very large construction project. It will be LEED Gold. I am restoring with our colleagues at the Construction Fund and the University the Hayes Hall project. Hayes will be a historic structure.
And once reconstruction at the iconic Hayes Hall is completed in Buffalo, the building will be deemed LEED Gold renovation.
It also reinforces the kind of relevance focus we've taken, I think, both as a university and as a School of Architecture and Planning, that architecture and planning aren't plans on a shelf. They aren't architecture that's kind of frivolous. They are substantially engaged in the world in a way that really makes a difference.
But beyond structures, this effort includes protection and preservation of natural resources in our Buffalo Niagara region.
I think it's in ensuring that people see that our most important asset is the unique place that we occupy on the earth.
Kara Matiliano is Vice President for Community Impact at the Community Foundation of Greater Buffalo. The organization jumped on board for a shared agenda in 2008, and it's a major partner in this green effort.
And what that meant to us was we needed to find the key players and bring them together in a collaboration. And that was when we came to the UB School of Architecture and Planning and the Urban Design Project to help us to create a shared agenda for the environment, which has led to the Western New York Environmental Alliance with 100 not-for-profit organizations of every environmental stripe and every cause.
The partners work together to help promote green for future Buffalo projects affecting infrastructure and our environment. Now, this includes the cleanup of mistakes of the past.
Cleaning up the Buffalo River has been a huge success, and thank you to the riverkeeper. So there's so many opportunities to clean up our old mistakes and not make any mistakes going forward.
It's believed this will be a major factor in renewing the city's economy and preserving precious resources. UB's Chief Sustainability Officer, Ryan McPherson.
You also wouldn't have a multi-billion-dollar investment at the Riverbend site, not only to create renewable, cleaner energy, but to have anything.
McPherson says it's the remediation from groups like Riverkeeper that are helping to create our new green economy.
It's no coincidence that as Buffalo starts to see more and more success and evolution, our environment has become that much better.
So are you seeing less of a resistance toward it now and more of a buy-in, and despite the expense that it may incur?
Unequivocally, I think you see it across the board. I think you see it at the university and the progress it's made. I think you see it in the business sector, who has created in the last year the Sustainable Business Roundtable.
McPherson, Matiliano, and Shibley stress the importance of watching and recognizing global impacts. They sum up how Buffalo can be a model in creating a new green.
There is a reason why we are moving forward in other areas, because if you don't have a healthy planet, you don't have an area that can leverage its natural resources, let alone its human capital, you won't be competitive in throughout this country and throughout the globe.
And that our community will be so much more progressive, so much more sustainable if we follow that environmental path from the beginning as opposed to trying to clean up the mess at the end.
But in the final analysis, it's the culture of our behavior that's going to change, the way in which we perform in terms of a quality environment. The second thing is a recognition, just a kind of almost joyful recognition of how much progress we've already made. We only got one planet, and we really have to figure out kind of globally how to address it.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.